This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There ain't nobody who needs to get involved in another inflation vocabulary merry-go-round, is there? We all do remember transitory, yes? Yes. That said, go ahead and climb on and pick your pony. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is taking tickets.
According to a detailed analysis of CPI by the Atlanta Fed, there are two broad kinds of prices, flexible and sticky. Flexible prices go up and down a lot pretty fast. Think gasoline or fresh produce, which can be impacted week to week by the cost and availability of raw materials or weather. Sticky prices change infrequently, but once they go up, they tend to stay up. Think home insurance, the phone bill, or rent, says Michael Pierce at Capital Economics.
A lot of these prices tend to be set perhaps once a year. This inflation is coming through a lot more slowly and therefore will kind of persist for longer over the next year or so.
Another sticky item, processed food and food you eat at a restaurant. Jim Hertel at Inmar Intelligence says most of the cost isn't in the ingredients, which can vary with the season and the harvest. It's non-food expenses, packaging, advertising, shipping, and labor that are likely to stay expensive for a while.
Every manufacturer, and this is just as true as somebody who's in a restaurant operation, as they're able to price up, they really don't want to give that back.
Now, the stickiest parts of CPI include some big-ticket items for consumers, like shelter and healthcare. So even though we can see flexible items like fuel getting cheaper every time we drive past a gas station, overall inflation isn't likely to come down as much or nearly as fast. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.